An iconic Stephen King story from the 80s is getting a feature film adaptation.
You wouldn't have to remember if my aunt had a wind-up toy monkey at the yard sale.
Longlegs director Osgood Perkins turns the key on the monkey, which follows a pair of twins who discover a clockwork monkey in their absent father's closet. Soon they discover it has the ability to kill people at random.
When I was a kid, my twin brother and I found something that loved to kill.
For those familiar with the original short story, you'll recognize the setup as the first half of the film, which covers that pretty closely.
But it had other plans.
However, Perkins winds the tension tight enough to send the story off the rails in the best of ways in the second half.
It must be vanquished.
Why don't you vanquish it, huh, Bill?
Pondering the absurdity and senselessness of death, the monkey delivers some of the most graphic and honestly hysterical kills outside of a Final Destination film.
It's like that restaurant. Spaghetti City.
It's a huge diversion from the director's previous slow burn thrillers, which show some range for him.
We have been chosen to witness its power over life and death.
Even as someone like me who's read the original story several times, I was mesmerized by the audacious and graphic nature of the movie, which delivers a shock-filled, bloody good time.
It's evil. It's basically the devil.
The monkey gets 4 organ grinder vests out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.